This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Lisa Simeone. Hundreds of people rallied in Washington, D.C. today to protest any military response to the attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Many had planned to demonstrate this weekend at meetings of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, but those were canceled after the attacks. NPR's Emily Harris has our report.
The attacks September 11th changed the focus of this weekend's demonstrations, but not entirely. One large banner carried by a group of people dressed in black and mostly wearing masks read anti-capitalists against war, terrorism, and poverty. Megan Lennox was one of many college students from around the country who joined today's march.
Eye for an eye is not going to solve anything. It's not going to make people understand why this happened. It's not going to bring on peace, and it's not going to stop, you know, the Middle East from having problems with the United States.
Opposition to a military response to the attacks was the protesters' consistent message, but some plans were figured out on the fly. When several hundred demonstrators who'd gathered at a park near the Capitol decided they wanted to march, they were confronted by a wall of police in full riot gear.
They've got us blocked the whole way. Our only option at this point is if we talk to them and say, you want us on the sidewalk, you gotta let us on the sidewalk, or we gotta turn it.
Both police and protesters tried to track what was happening with radios and cell phones. Eventually, a march was allowed, with police in front, back, and along both sides. It went to the IMF and World Bank, where protesters were surrounded for a while and not allowed to leave. Over the course of the day, there were at least three confrontations when police used pepper spray and sticks to keep the group confined.
Some people are trying to break through up there.
Later, police allowed that march to join with another larger anti-war rally. At the edge were a half a dozen people who came out to support the administration against Osama bin Laden and the Taliban by whatever means necessary. 20-something Elizabeth Ahrens said attacks will continue on the U.S. unless the perpetrators are removed. She said the crowd had a right to gather, but she disagreed with the message.
Some of them, I think, are just deluded pacifists who really think that other means will suffice.
Ahrens carried an American flag. Among the protesters, Paul Sturtz from Columbia, Missouri, was wearing one, a red, white, and blue flag sticker with small black writing. It listed a series of U.S. foreign policy decisions that he feels are part of the problem the country now confronts.
Talking about everything from our role in Iran in 1953, reinstalling the Shah, and goes right through to what's been happening in Iraq with sanctions and onto our role in Afghanistan in the 80s in arming the rebels against the Russians. I just want there to be some historical context to the debate here that we're having around terrorism.
Although many at today's demonstrations say they can understand why people may have been motivated to attack the United States, they also expressed pain, grief, and fear. One New York University student rallying against a military response said on September 11th, he too felt hopeless and frightened, but today he said he feels hopeful his message may be heard. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.